here is the short-range forecast for coastal Maine from Bucksport to the Scutic Peninsula, including Bar Harbor, MDI, and Acadia National Park. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog. Lows in the lower 60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight. Lows around 60. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Thursday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Here is the short-range forecast for coastal Waldo County. West of today, mostly sunny. Hazy, warm with highs in the mid-80s. Light and variable winds. Heat index values around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy. Hazy with patchy fog in the evening, then areas of fog after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Light and variable winds. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Areas of fog in the morning. Hazy, hot with highs around 90. Light and variable winds, becoming northwest around 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable winds. Wednesday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 40%. Here is the long-range forecast for the listening area. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Lows in the upper 50s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-50s. Sunday, sunny. Highs around 80. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. Monday, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. The Bangor Maine climate summary for this evening, as of 4 p.m., July 28, 2025. Today's high temperature of 90 degrees occurred at 2:51 p.m. This high was 9 degrees above the normal high of 81. The record high is 96 degrees, which was last set in 1949. Today's low temperature of 62 degrees occurred at 4:55 a.m. This low was 3 degrees above the normal low of 59. The record low is 43 degrees, which was last set in 1946. No precipitation fell today, which leaves the monthly total at 0.81 inches. This is 2.05 inches below the normal amount of 2.86 inches for July. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 22.63 inches, which is 0.18 inches above normal. There were no heating degree days today, which is normal. This leaves the monthly total at 1, which is 10 below normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 1, which is 10 below normal. Today the maximum wind observed was 13 miles an hour from the northwest, which occurred at 2:12 p.m. The highest wind gust observed was 17 miles per hour from the southwest, which occurred at 1:20 p.m. The average wind speed was less than 5 miles per hour today. Today's maximum relative humidity was 100%, and the minimum relative humidity was 34%. Today's mean relative humidity was 67%. The normal high temperature for tomorrow is 81 degrees, and the normal low is 59. The record high for tomorrow is 98, which occurred in 1949, and the record low is 46, which occurred in 1987. Sunset tonight is at 8:06 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 5:18 a.m. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of NOAA's National Weather Service. This is station KEC 93, located near Ellsworth, Maine, serving its listening area with daily weather and emergency information. This transmitter broadcasts with 1,000 watts on a frequency of 162.400 megahertz. It originates from the National Weather Service Office in Caribou, Maine. The current time is 4:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here are the 4 p.m. buoy observations, reported southwest to northeast. At Boston, 16 nautical miles east of, the wind was southeast, at 8 knots, the temperature was 68 degrees, the sea temperature was 69 degrees, the wave height was 1 foot, and the period was 8 seconds. The buoy 12 nautical miles southeast of Portland recorded southwest winds at 6 knots. The air temperature was 64 degrees. The seawater temperature was 59 degrees. The wave height was 1 foot and the period was 4 seconds. The swell direction was southeast, swell height 2 feet, and swell period 4 seconds. At Central Main Shelf, the wind was south, at 8 knots, the temperature was 63 degrees. At Matinicus Rock, the wind was south, at 10 knots, the temperature was 60 degrees. At West Penobscot Bay, the wind was south, at 6 knots, the temperature was 59 degrees. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was south, at 9 knots, the temperature was 63 degrees. At Eastern Main Shelf, the sea temperature was 53 degrees. At Jonesport, the wind was south, at 10 knots, the sea temperature was 59 degrees, the wave height was 2 feet, and the period was 5 seconds. The George's Bank buoy recorded southeast winds at 6 knots. The air temperature was 69 degrees. The seawater temperature was 64 degrees. The wave height was 2 feet and the period was 9 seconds. The swell direction was southeast, swell height 2 feet, and swell period 9 seconds. Here is the forecast for the intercoastal waterway from Scutic Point to Stonington. Tonight, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet this evening, then 1 foot or less. Patchy fog. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less, then 1 to 2 feet in the afternoon. Patchy fog in the morning with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday night, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Patchy fog in the evening. Patchy fog after midnight. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles, decreasing to 1 nautical mile or less after midnight. Wednesday, northwest winds around 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. Seas 1 to 2 feet in the morning, then 1 foot or less. Patchy fog in the morning. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less in the morning. Here is the recreational forecast for top of Cadillac Mountain 1,532 feet. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then mostly cloudy. Patchy fog late this evening and overnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. No lightning risk. Tuesday, partly sunny. Hazy with patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the mid-80s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Here is the recreational forecast for West Quoddy Head. Tonight, partly cloudy early this evening, then mostly cloudy. Patchy fog late this evening and overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. South winds up to 10 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Water temperature around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the mid-60s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Water temperature around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Here is the recreational forecast for Lower Penobscot Watershed. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then partly cloudy. Hazy this evening. Patchy fog late. Lows in the mid-60s. Southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. No lightning risk. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Hazy in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. No lightning risk. For current and forecast flow conditions for the Penobscot, see https://water.noaa.gov/WFOCAR. Here is the forecast for coastal waters from Scutic Point to Stonington, out 25 nautical miles. Tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Patchy fog. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, southwest winds around 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Patchy fog in the morning with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Patchy fog in the evening, then areas of fog after midnight. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles, decreasing to 1 nautical mile or less after midnight. Wednesday, north winds around 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Areas of fog in the morning. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less in the morning. Here is the forecast for coastal waters from Stonington to Port Clyde, 25 nautical miles. West of today, southwest winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds. Patchy fog late with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 5 seconds. Patchy dense fog. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds. Patchy fog. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday night, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds. Patchy fog in the evening with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Here is the forecast for Penobscot Bay. West of today, south winds around 5 knots. Seas around 2 feet. Patchy fog late with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tonight, south winds around 5 knots. Seas 1 foot or less. Patchy fog in the evening, then areas of fog after midnight. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less. Areas of fog in the morning, then patchy fog in the afternoon. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday night, northwest winds around 5 knots. Seas 1 foot or less. Patchy fog in the evening with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Here is your offshore waters forecast from the Ocean Prediction Center, or Ocean Forecast Branch for the Gulf of Maine. Issued at 4:34 p.m. Tonight, south to southwest winds less than 10 knots, becoming southwest. Seas 2 feet or less. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tuesday night, west to southwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday, variable winds less than 10 knots, becoming south. Seas 2 feet or less. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday night, south winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming variable. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday, north winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east to northeast. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Thursday night, east winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east to northeast 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Friday, east to northeast winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Friday night, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 8 feet. Saturday, north winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Saturday night, variable winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming northwest 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 6 feet. Here are the 4 p.m. land-based weather observations. At Bar Harbor Airport, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 76 degrees. In Bangor, it was cloudy. The temperature was 89 degrees. The dew point was 57. And the relative humidity was 33%. The wind was variable at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.91 inches and falling. Across down east Maine, through northern Maine, it was 81 at Greenville. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 77 at Frenchville and 87 at Millinocket. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 80 at Caribou, 81 at Presque Isle, and 83 at Holton. In southern Maine, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 91 at Augusta, 76 at Rockland, 90 at Lewiston, 90 at Fryeburg, and 80 at Portland. Elsewhere in New England, skies ranged from mostly sunny to partly sunny. It was 90 at Burlington, 93 at Manchester, and 90 at Albany. Boston reported 81, Providence reported 88, and Hartford reported 90. On Mount Washington, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 61 degrees. The wind was west at 20 miles an hour. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service for the following area, interior down east, is low. The color code is green. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service for the following area, coastal down east, is low. The color code is green. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service for the following area, Bangor region, is low. The color code is green. The fire danger rating from the Maine Forest Service for the following area, Eastern Penobscot Bay Coast, is low. The color code is green. Here is your area forecast discussion. Synopsis: a weak disturbance will approach tonight and cross the north early Tuesday morning. A cold front will approach on Wednesday and cross the area Wednesday afternoon. High pressure will build in from the west Thursday into Friday, then overhead into the weekend. Here is the short-range forecast from Bangor and the lower Penobscot Valley. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Hazy this evening. Lows in the mid-60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, hazy in the morning. Sunny, hot with highs in the upper 80s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 60. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a slight chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. West winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. Chance of rain 60%. Thursday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s.